Primary Reaction Chamber.
Precope remindos on or
time.
Initial reaction at T minus 30.
Fuel slug in place.
Stand by for injection.
Capsule breach now.
Reaction commencing.
Containment field hold to 3.14 degrees of time. Initial chambers flushing to capacity.
Can we hold it?
What's happening?
Critical mass.
Hold on!
Mind spike!
You're listening to the Critical Mass Podcast here at Critical Press Media. I'm Winston Crutchfield. Got some great stuff for you today. The inevitable Jeff Roney from Roney's Own Radio joins me in the reaction chamber to talk a little bit about his project, Hosea, A Love Story, a retelling of the classic book of the Bible. And that's pretty much going to be our feature presentation. Got a reminder about the November contest for you coming up shortly. And then stay tuned after the presentation of Hosea to hear the trailer from Spirit Blade Productions' new project, Pilgrim's Progress, Similitude of a Dream. It's going to be some great audio drama for you here today on the in the Reaction Chamber at Critical Mass Podcast, so stay tuned. Hi, this is Winston from the Critical Mass Podcast over at criticalpressmedia.com. The guys and I are really juiced about the new release of the Pathfinder Core Rules from Paizo Publishing. There's only one problem.
Leo, I assume you're playing a fighter again?
Actually, I'm going as a bard.
Really? That's a bit of a jump for you. You've only played fighters before.
How different can they be?
Bards still suck.
Don't worry. I got it. I'll totally pacify them with bardic music.
Goblin friends, please hear my song.
Here is our mission to you. Using the Pathfinder core rules, make a bardic character that can reasonably substitute for one or more of the four basic dungeon crawl classes: fighter, thief, cleric, or mage. You have 16, that's 2d8 maxed out, levels with which to build. At least 8 levels must be in the Bard core class. Multiple core classes are not allowed. You may use any prestige class or ability substitution from any published fantasy D20 book, provided you could tell us which book you used. Links to the Pathfinder system reference document may be found at criticalpressmedia.com. Entries must consist of a completed character sheet generated using any of the ordinary methods in the core book. Complete characters include pre-calculated attribute bonuses, saving throws, skill bonuses, spell selections, and feats, as well as a description of the character's role in the party. Extra points will be given for explaining how skills, spells, feats, and classes work together. Double bonus points will be given for magic items that uniquely enhance your bard's abilities, and you have a whopping 315,000 gold to spend on gear. Points will be subtracted for a detailed history and backstory. This is a dungeon crawl. Characters don't even need a name.
Save your threats. You have no power here. As if killing the bard impresses them.
The contest runs from November 1st to November 30th, ending promptly at midnight. The winner will be selected by Dungeon Crawl Survival Ratio and will have his character published in an upcoming Critical Press Media publication. Because the only bardic character we've ever been impressed with is Merrick Scythe from Peter Franzen's Spirit Blade, the winner will also receive a CD set of the Spirit Blade audio drama. Submit your entry by email to mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com with the entry contained in the body of the email. Emails with attachments will be deleted unread. All entries will become the property of Critical Press Media. Good luck and hot dice.
Bards suck.
That.
Well, we've got a new publication schedule at Critical Press Media. The month of November sees the first issue of the Data Vault, a monthly magazine featuring original short stories and reprints of classic short stories in a variety of genres, guaranteed to appeal to, well, to me, and thereby I hope it appeals to the rest of you. So check that out in a digital download or print copy from the Critical Press Media website. Also, we're dipping into the Data Vault to reissue The Caprona Adventure from Edgar Rice Burroughs, a trio of novels that forms the basis for the upcoming Fort Dinosaur Adventures from Critical Press Media. So that's really exciting. Check that out. You can read the stories online for free at the Critical Press Media website in the library section, or you can purchase a printed copy of the stories from the website or from Amazon.com. Or support your small publisher and go to Lulu and pick up a copy through Lulu. So now, without any further delay, let's put Jeff Roney in the reaction chamber, turn it on, and see what happens when we hit him with, about 1,000 rads of radiation. Well, I'm pleased and honored to be in the reaction chamber with Jeff Roney of Roney's Own, Roney's Own Productions, I think is your current moniker. It used to be Roney's Own Radio. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing great, doing great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Hey, always a pleasure to share some mic time with you. Mm-hmm. Now, you just put out, in addition to the other 5 million projects that you're working on, you just put out a short little standalone project that's called Hosea, mm-hmm. a love story.
Yep.
And this is, we'll call it based on the book of Hosea in the Bible.
Right.
Do you want to give us a little kind of like a ad copy of what this is?
Well, let me start with that. And then as we kind of dig in deeper, I'll tell you the beginnings way back, how it came to be. So,
great, yeah.
I wanted to create a Bible story for atheists. And in my research, I have found that atheists actually read the Bible probably just about as much as Christians, maybe a little less, sometimes more. They are very versed in what the Bible said. And so, as I put it together, I realized that it is the Bible for people who don't read the Bible. And I really wanted to give life to these stories and write a story, what I call From the Shadows, so that you could almost kind of hide in the background and see what was actually going on instead of reading a story. Sometimes I think there's just a complete disconnect. You're kind of reading about somebody somewhere, but I wanted to really give some emotion to the story and some life to it.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, that's really important. It's the stories in the Bible that are the first things that we are taught, mm-hmm. and that are the first things that we connect with. I mean, everybody knows David and Goliath and
sure.
Jonah and the whale. And you know Adam and Eve and all of these others really really famous stories, and you know what Jesus taught in parables almost exclusively,
mm-hmm.
And I think in fact it was exclusively when he was speaking to the masses, he taught in stories.
Mm-hmm.
So this and it you know to be fair, literary style has changed a little bit since 4000 BC.
Sure.
So,
yep.
You know, and we're coming at it from a language way. And since we mentioned that, the translation barrier adds a little bit to our disconnect, like you were saying, from the stories that we were in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an important thing to understand there is that the Christian Bible has not been translated from, 300 different languages that are all dead and into English where we have it now. The original text of the Old Testament and the New Testament are both still living languages, mm-hmm. and we still have original manuscripts from both of those.
Mm-hmm.
So
It's not like we have to go through five different translations and 700 dead languages to get to something.
True.
But, you know, as anybody who's ever read Don Quixote, you know, understands there's a break even when you're taking a as fascinating a story as that from one language into another.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's kind of where you're going. You're translating this from the language of print and from the language of text, and you're transforming it into the language of modern audio. Is that right?
Right. And I took a bit of license and I did create scenarios that I felt would still fit within the framework of the story. The story is the story. And I knew where the framework was, and I kind of painted in corners that were not in the actual story, but I felt fit in with the character. So,
well, that's that. You know, that's a good element of storytelling. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're it takes it into the realm of modern modern drama instead of just reading the text.
Sure.
So I guess why Hosea is relatively obscure,
mm-hmm.
and when you think of the great love stories of the Bible, you don't really jump immediately to Hosea and Gomer. I mean, when I think of the great love stories of the Bible, I think of the Book of Esther,
right,
or the Book of Ruth. So why start with Hosea?
Just like what you said, it's a rare story. It's not one that you go to first. And just to be really more poignant, it is a love story of 2009. You don't have to stray too far from the news headlines to hear another one and another one and another one. You can be in the Oval Office. You can be in the Senate, House of Representatives, Governor, Mayor. You can be anywhere in society, in Hollywood, and these stories happen. And so that was the two edges I wanted to bring, is one, bring out a story that was rarely told. Questions come up, Jeff, why didn't you do a VeggieTales-ish story? And I said, because that's not the life I see. I see a real kind of a gritty life, and one of my original inspirations for this was, if Martin Scorsese recreated these Bible stories, what would they look like? And honestly, that was kind of, I didn't want to write with the board of directors of a church looking over my shoulder, okaying what I was writing. I wanted to write a story that was there with a Hollywood gritty realism. And so Hosea always, I'll try to keep it together because it's a personal thing, but I am Gomer, I try to stay true. I do my best, but I stray, And there's a great picture. I did not do this scene, but there's a picture, and it kind of alludes to it when he's looking for in that one scene. But it says that Hosea went to the edge of the desert and started calling for her, and it's just heartbreaking moments. And when I thought about it, I said that's where I want to start, and so. I hope that answers your question.
yeah, that's great. Well, before we go, just too much farther with this, let's go ahead and let's play the feature presentation, and then we'll come back for a few closing thoughts.
Great.
And via the magic of cut and splice, we can.
Rony Zone Productions and JRDOnline.com presents Hosea, a Love Story.
When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the vilest adultery in departing from the Lord."
Fish! Fresh fish! Sir, sir, I have caught this just this morning.
No, thank you.
Perhaps a scarf. Feel this lovely scarf. Buy one for your wife. Maybe two.
I don't have a wife.
For your mother, then. Or your sister.
No, I'm sorry.
Leave this man alone. He has traveled far. I will show him around. My name is Gomer. I am well known in this city.
Oh, yes. I know her very well.
Don't listen to them. I've never seen you in town. Who are you?
I am Hosea, a prophet of God.
Well, a prophet among us. Tell me the secrets of my heart. On second thought, you'd better not.
You need love.
What did you say?
You are looking for love, but you'll never find it in the arms of many men. Only one.
What a strange man. Well, I need to go now. Goodbye, Hosea.
Goodbye. I feel she is the one. Yes. Yes, I know she is the one.
You stupid whore, get out of my sight!
I hate you. Your breath smells like a camel's ass.
Gomer, what happened? You're bleeding.
Oh, I'm fine. It would take more than words from that jackass who cannot satisfy me to hurt me.
Let me help you.
I don't need your help.
Yes, you do.
Excuse me?
Your father sold you into prostitution. And when you didn't make the money you used to, he kicked you out of his house.
How do you know this? Has my father sent you?
You need love, and I am offering my love to you. Will you marry me?
Marriage? You are asking me to marry you? I have no time for such commitments. But I can pleasure you in every way possible. For a price. Let me wash up and...
You sell your body to pay for food and a place to stay. I am offering you my love, my devotion, my home, and someday children of your own. I don't want you for a few hours. I want you to be my wife.
Are you crazy? Have you been in the sun too long? I am a prostitute. No one wants me for more than one night. That's my life.
Will you marry me?
No one has ever cared for me. No one. No. I don't deserve such an offer. Don't you see what I am?
I have seen what you can be. What do you say?
What a strange man you are. I say, I must go. Ah, I found you. It's a perfect place for a prophet. What are you doing here?
I'm listening, praying, and waiting for you.
If this is some kind of joke...
No. I wish to marry you. You are the one for me.
Stop it. Just stop it. Either you're crazy or...
Or I love you.
Do you know who I am? Do you know what I do?
Yes, I do.
And still, you ask crazy questions. Why would you?
Look at me.
What?
Be my wife.
All right. You crazy little man. I can't believe I'm saying this. Yes. Yes, I will marry you.
Hosea, do you take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
And do you, Gomer, take this man to be your husband?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You have proclaimed these vows before God and man. May you both remain faithful to God and each other forever. Hosea, you may kiss your bride.
I love you, my bride.
I can't believe this. I can't believe it.
Gomer, I have a gift for you.
For me?
Yes, we've been married 6 months today. Open it.
Yes. Right. Thank you. It's lovely. And silk.
Put it on.
How do I look? Still alluring enough to seduce my own husband.
Oh, yes. Let's take a ride on our horses.
But we can make love here on a bed of rose petals and spices.
No, let us ride to the hills and celebrate our love amongst God's creation.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I must go into town and sell some of my tapestries.
Can't it wait for a day or two?
No, I have made arrangements for them to be sold. We can use the extra money.
Well, yes, but God has always provided us with...
Yes, I know, but I made arrangements with a buyer. Surely you understand.
Of course I do.
I will return soon.
Goodbye, my love.
Goodbye.
Ah, the beautiful Gomer.
Please, do you have the money?
Of course. I even have a little extra. For something extra.
Yes. Follow me.
Gomer, where have you been?
My husband. I have made much more money than I thought.
And how did you do that, my wife?
Your wife is quite shrewd.
Yes. What is this mark on your neck, my shrewd wife?
It's nothing. I caught it on a tree as I was running to my donkey. To come home. To you.
Of course.
Let me prepare some of the lovely fruit I picked up on my way back.
May I ask you something?
Anything.
Have you fallen back to your old ways?
How could you ask me such a question? How could I do any such thing to you?
You're right. Forget I asked you, my dear.
Now, let's talk about something else.
Another beautiful child. She looks just like you.
Yes, we now have 3 children.
We need a bigger tent. This is wonderful.
Yes, it is. It is.
Gomer, where is she? I have wonderful news. Saraya said her first word. Gomer, my love, where have you gone?
So, how long may I taste of your sweetness this time?
Only for the afternoon.
I can pay for the whole night.
Not this time.
Let me try to coerce you to stay.
Ah! Oh, well, maybe I can. Stay the night.
Now,
That's what I want to hear.
You know the rules.
Yes, yes, I know. The money brings the honey.
Now, let's try something new.
Oh, I see.
Mama! Yay!
Yes! Hello, my babies.
Well, my wife has decided to return.
I had business.
Yes, I'm very aware of your business. Here, may I introduce you to your youngest child, Soraya?
There, there, my child. Mommy's here.
But for how long?
Hosea, please.
How can you pretend to care about them if you keep taking these excursions? You have everything here. You want for nothing. Nothing!
You are upsetting the children.
Why are you doing this? All I have ever done is love you. The children miss you terribly and it breaks my heart. I love you.
I know.
Do you really?
You will have to trust me. Now, let me put our children to bed.
Lord, why have you asked me to do this thing which breaks my heart? Why?
So much activity from such a small body. I am impressed.
Oh, yes. And I'm only getting started. You'd better drink some cool water. You're going to need it. Oh.
Why has such a beautiful love creature as yourself not found some rich ruler to make you the queen you deserve to be?
Just ready yourself for more love.
I know what I'll do. I'll gather up all my camels, go to your father, and ask for your hand in marriage.
Too much talking now.
I must have you as my own.
If you keep talking, I may have to gag you.
Goma, my love, I need to see you.
Mama! Come out, mother!
Please come out, my love. Your children are here.
Sounds as if the rich ruler has found you.
Who is that madman outside? I will deal with him. Hand me something to wear. Away with you, you crazy wretch! Why have you come here? What are you doing?
What are you doing here, Mama? Come home with us, please. Please, Mama, come home with us. Come with us.
Goma, come home to your family. Leave this behind.
You don't understand. This is my life now. I am very happy. I'm sorry you don't understand. Please just leave me. I beg you. Please just leave me.
You'll never be happy here. How can you say that?
No, Mama. You can't stay here. Come with us.
I will drag you all the way home. If I have to, Mother.
Leave this place, my love.
Yes, please.
Goma, just come with me. Give me your hand. I can take you away from all of this, and you know it. Please, I can give you whatever you want. You have my love. Isn't that enough for you?
Excuse me. My friend and I were having some time together, and you've interrupted it. And now you are annoying me.
But she's my
Sir, you may have had too much wine and come to the wrong tent. My love, do you know this man and these children?
I
Mama, come with us.
I have never seen this man or these children before in my life.
No! Mama, come with us, please.
There, you've heard her. Now leave us. And don't come back.
Oh, I won't be coming back.
Hosea.
What?
I am so sorry.
Are you?
Please, Mama.
Goodbye.
No, why isn't she coming home with us?
Come, children, let's go. So, my love, tell me of your exploits.
I have seen many places and many things.
Mama, you're bleeding.
I know, sweetie. Em, come here, my children. Mommy loves you. Oh, this beer is so wonderful. I am so glad to be home. Okay, children, kiss Mommy, and then let Mommy and Daddy have a few moments. Why did you come for me, Hosea?
I didn't want to. I wanted to leave you in your trap and never see you again, but... But God spoke to me, and he said, "Go again to the woman who loves many lovers instead of you. She shows you how the people of Israel commit adultery against me and have followed after other gods. Go again to her and return her to your house."
I don't know what to say.
There is nothing to say. How were you sold into slavery?
I had no money. And the men I met offered me food, clothes, and a place to stay. It was wonderful. But when I tried to leave, he held me as a slave to repay him. I thought I would die there. All I can say is thank you for paying my debt. I can never thank you enough.
I have only wanted to love you. I can't believe you're always so quick to run to other men when love has always been here for you.
I know, I know. I do love you, Hosea.
Do you know how you have hurt me? How many nights I had to explain to your children in different ways why you were not home? How could you do this to me?
If you are so upset with me, why did you bring me back?
From the moment I met you, I had love for you. A love that goes much deeper than a silk face covering or an alluring scent. God has used you to show me how his people never rest in his love but always run to other things. I share in his pain. I see it, I feel it, but I'm also in love with you. Not your alluring facade, but your heart. My love for you is breaking my heart.
I don't deserve your love.
I can't take it back now.
I know. No.
Thank you for listening to Hosea, a Love Story. For more information, please visit jrdonline.com.
Jeff, that is fantastic. It's all that I have come to expect from Roni's Own Radio. as far as production quality and writing and everything goes. And I really appreciate you putting that together and sharing it with us. It kind of leaves us on the edge there as far as, modern romance stories go, or, modern stories of any kind goes. This really kind of feels like it's leaving us on a cliffhanger.
Mm.
And that doesn't seem accidental. You want to tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Well, I think sometimes we enjoy stories with an ending. When we're younger, it's a happy ending. When we get older, we learn that some of the stories that we've heard that had a happy ending in its original inception did not. But I think as life goes on, there are just endings, and sometimes not even an end. It's a process, and I was sure the minute I decided to do it, I said I cannot end it with this. I'll never stray again. I have to leave it open because that's life. That's no one. I don't care if you're on TV preaching to thousands, whatever, is no one can say I will never sin or stray again. No one. And so I wanted to reflect the reality of that. And I think as well, probably the only happy ending is just the pain of love, the pain of unconditional love, no matter what. It's painful. It's hard. These pictures and these songs these kids today, I sound like an old man now, but these songs these kids listen to today, happy feelings and all this kind of stuff. Love is a lot of work, and it's hard, and it's not easy.
Shiny, happy people was our generation, not this one.
right. So,
right.
So that,
no,
yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We hear, and it really comes out, like you said, in the music of these kids today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It really comes out in the music, which is so focused on the here and the now, and the physical pleasure associated with, this most intimate relationship in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you're right. That's not where life is. Happily ever after exists at the end of the storybook,
mm-hmm.
because then the book closes and nothing ever changes. But life's not that neat and tidy,
right?
And we're promised a happily ever after, but then the story's over.
True. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and it's the story, especially since the story of Hosea and Gomer is really our story. It's not over yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over yet. And this was so good and so touching. I feel like Gomer, mm-hmm. in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I want to be Hosea.
Mm-hmm.
And that, more than anything else, that is the definition of effective storytelling and effective audio. So,
mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Thank you.
Now you had, you don't produce these in a vacuum. Can you give us a short, cast list? Some of the people who helped you, put this together?
It was a motley crew. And I mean that in the nicest way. No ship goes anywhere unless there's a good motley crew. That has to be. And we had David Ault, who is a great British friend of mine, who has had quite an interesting life.
I was very amused by the fact that Hosea had a British accent.
Well, I don't want to get into it now, but once we talk about this, let's kind of talk about the inception, and I'll tell you my wrestling around.
Sure, great. Yeah.
David, fantastic. He played the devil and he played Hosea. So there you go. He's my go-to guy. And Ara Pallotti is someone who really dear to my heart. She was the one that took my first casting call. I was her first step into audio drama. And when I heard her first recording, I knew that she was a ringer. I knew she was. And she never let you down. Never. She is probably the hardest working audio voice actor I've ever worked with. She gives you 5 and 6 takes, and they're all different. And they're all incredible. And it's tough to choose.
Those, you know, those two people right there, Hosea and Gomer, are the heart of the story.
Yeah.
And your casting there was perfect. Your actors are just heartfelt and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized a couple of other voices in the crowd there, including your own and our good friend David Avila and,
yep.
and his kids. And
yep.
Just
that was
yep.
Now that was
so you were.
That was another thing is, I'll whine later about me, my voice, David's kids, I think added just the extra edge I really, really wanted. That scene they were in, at the end was just amazing, and it went exactly as I pictured it, and, I am so, so humbled and so happy that Dave and you know his kids were involved because it added so much. So yeah, I was in there. Good friend of mine, Wayne Henderson, did a role. A good friend of mine, Nathan Butler, who is a published author. He does his own thing, Star Wars Fan Audio Productions, and he's just a man of many talents. And he actually recorded Marcus the lines he did around a year ago. So this has been simmering for a while. So,
well, that was one of the things I'd wanted to ask. I mean, for a 20-minute presentation, this feels like a lot of work has gone into it. How long does it take to put something like this together?
Well, let me tell you the full story quickly. I came up with an idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
I came up with an idea of a full-blown soap opera-ish audio drama. It was called Voices. The premise was a family that was dysfunctional to the highest degree. The father was a hip, hot surgeon. The kids were, you know, trying everything, running around, getting crazy. The daughter was a good little Christian girl. The mother was just at her wit's end, wanted to commit suicide, tempted. But then during that whole situation, she started taking steps to God and chronicled that in a journal. She died at the beginning where we start the story of head-on collision by a drunk driver. And so our story begins there, and it's how this dysfunctional family without the mother comes back together and how the father meets his wife really for the first time through the journal. And so these journal entries, you know, first kind of start out really rough, like she goes to a bar to pick up on somebody because she's so lonely, and then it's, you know, the daughter's doing this and da da da, and then it's all of a sudden I went to this Bible study, and then all these things start to kind of step together, and then she tells these stories, and Hosea was the first one because she realizes that her husband has had an affair, and so I decided to not go the soap opera route and to cut out the Bible story and do it on its own. And So that's kind of where the story actually began. And Hosea is the finished product.
Wow. That's fantastic. Do you have more Bible studies in the pipeline or Bible stories in the pipeline?
Yeah, I had a half written David and Goliath, but I wanted to kind of take you inside the decision that how Goliath came to be a part of the Philistine army and the life of a giant, what that was like. What did he do? I'm not trying to be snide here, but he couldn't work at a fast food restaurant in Galilee somewhere. You know, a giant was a giant. What did his parents think?
Right.
What did he have to do to survive? And there's some very interesting conversations from a diviner in the Philistine army and Goliath, and how that whole thing came to be. And then we kind of flash over to David and his family and those discussions. And originally I wanted to do the entire battle, but I think when I'm done, I think the end is going to be when they basically step onto the battlefield, because we know the rest of the story. But,
sure.
But I wanted to the leading up to, so when you hear the battle, when you read the battle, that you go, wow, that's, I know more about these people. So our good friend Mr. Taylor Kent said, you know, you need to do Jonah. And he said, all of it. And I go, oh, I know exactly what you're meaning. And I said, yeah, that's true, because once he gets out of the fish, there's more story. And I want to stay in the Old Testament because I have a love for my Jewish brothers and sisters, and I think that they can connect to these stories. Also, my Mormon brothers and sisters, they can connect to these stories. I have a love for the New Testament. I certainly do. But I really want people to fall back in love with the stories of the Bible. Not that the Bible isn't truth, not that the Bible isn't more than that, but these stories were written down for a purpose, and that's what I really want to focus on.
There's so much more that you can get there beyond just the sacred text, and it's fantastic to see that you're doing that. Neroni Zone Radio is more than Bible stories, and we're going to hear a promo or two at the end of the hour, or well, hopefully we won't make a full hour, but you never know.
Okay. All right.
So you've got New World Army going
mm-hmm.
on,
mm-hmm.
and is that the only? Oh, I haven't looked at your website in a while.
Yeah, that's basically it. New World Army and some of these one-offs of Bible stories. I do some little, little Hitchcock kind of things here and there. The Stalker was kind of just a story I put together. So I don't like to kind of put myself in a basket. I like to kind of live outside the lines and do kind of whatever I think to do. So, but yeah, New World Army and these Bible stories are probably the two I'm going to be focusing on for a while.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing those as come out. Jeff, I sure appreciate you taking some time to talk with me this afternoon.
You got it.
And we look forward to hearing future installments of New World Army and new stories as they come out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Roni Zone Productions presents New World Army.
Sarah, you must find the power of Volan and return and destroy the New World Army. You must.
Clarice, this electronic wonder won't just be an easier way for humans to shop, but it could automate everything.
The nanosecond I have what I want, you will be exterminated.
They're humans, people, lives that need you to lead them.
Humadroids brought peace to our planet long ago. Before the humadroids,
Man brought chaos and destruction.
Listen, all of you. If you ever see Sarah again, kill her on sight.
What?
She's just as dangerous as the New World Army now.
Please visit JRDOnline.com for more information on the New World Army and other great audio dramas and thrillers. Roni's Own Productions, the home of great original audio productions.
For over 300 years, one story has captured the imagination of millions. One mythical journey has never been more real. A solitary life perseveres on the quest for truth. And though he travels alone, we stand at his side, for his story is our story.
This book contains the secrets of the universe. I'm cursed by a dark power that drains the life from me. That's why I must get to the Mystic City, where the Absolute can purge my curse and recreate me. It's the only way I'll survive.
Do you think of yourself as religious?
I don't know. I'm a man after the truth, wherever it leads me.
Religion is complicated and convoluted. You don't know what you're getting yourself into.
You'll run into many paths near this one while traveling. They'll be crooked and wide.
You have to learn to discern the truth.
Sharpen your mind and do not be deceived. A storm made of fire is coming, and this city will be destroyed.
There's a dark power at work here. This place is called the Swamp of Dread Gloom.
Come back to us, Christopher.
If you keep going this way, you'll have swords at your throat, dragons at your back, and in the end, death.
The choice is yours, Christopher. It has always been yours.
Spirit Blade Productions presents a reimagining of the classic tale by John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress. The quest begins at spiritblade.net.
Email at mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com.
This podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license.